This is Cheryl Douglas. I am the receptionist for the ACLU. My son was deployed to Iraq. Since then, he's been there three times. He came back on the 15th of August, and he's scheduled to go back on the 10th of September, which is this Sunday. I'm not a very happy camper. Our president since then has put something into law for the military. It's called a stop law, whereby once you complete your term, they can re-op you. If you refuse, you get dishonorable discharge and lose all your benefits. Now, my son will complete his 8 years the 27th of December. So now they want to keep him for another 3 years, which I'm not thrilled about. With my job now with the ACL, I get complaints about these things all the day. And what saddens me is that we have a new form of what I would call the religious right. They just assume that everyone associated with the ACLU, atheist. I'm a very decent person, and I raised my son pretty much the same way, and I believe in God. When I am able to calm them down, I'm sometimes successful, not always, and I explain exactly what we do and why we do it, then they understand, and they would say to me, well, no one explained it to me that way. And I says, well, now that I've told you what we do and why, then you can share with somebody else. And each one teach one. And you promise me you'll do that? And they would say yes. And I feel good when I'm able to get through to that point. And usually once I get there, we always end on a very happy note. Things have changed a lot for us in this country, and not for the better. ACLU is doing a lot out of everybody. I know because I'm the one who get the calls on a daily basis. The majority of the time, there's no one there for me that says, I have this call. What can I tell them? How do I do? So I base my responses on my experience for the years I've been at the ACLU, what I know from personal experience, and my son who's in the military. We're not doing positive things now. We definitely need a change in the government. And we need a lot more ACLUs around to keep up with all of the violations that's going on a daily basis. The Patriot Act was like opening Pandora's box. And there's been no turning back so far. We need a lot more civil liberties around and similar organizations to keep the struggle alive.